Hello and welcome to the Living Scary Podcast.
The podcast where we talk about real to real horror so you can live vicariously through us.
I'm the one soundbite that these people had, Logan, and I like to watch and talk about horror movies.
And I'm barfing up an arm, McCall, and I like to talk about true crime and murder.
I am exhausted, McCall. I can't tell if it's this movie or just life. I don't want to get too morbid on the
pod. The movie.
I don't want to get too morbid on the pod. I actually think it might just because I've been doing my annual, okay, we're gonna turn our life around thing, and we're gonna start going.
Now's the time.
Yeah. We're gonna try to do a Hail Mary and turn things around. So I've been going to the gym and I've been trying to eat better.
Speaking of, are you using like a teeth whitener?
No, my teeth are just great. I did just go to the dentist though.
Your teeth look really shiny in this light. They're like very nice.
Yeah,
it's like our parents spent thousands on our mouths.
Truly. I will say, I've already told this story, I think, on the pod, but like when I went to the dentist last year, I went to the dentist for the first time in like 10 years. I'm not exaggerating. I was so convinced that they were like, we're just going to have to start over, grind your teeth down and call it a day.
And make them dentures.
But for the last 2 years, year and a half or so, I've not had a single cavity.
That's big for you.
It is.
You were the cavity boy.
Oh, every time we went to the dentist when we were kids, I had at least one or two cavities.
And I should have had trench mouth. And I trench was just mouth. I was totally fine. I don't know. My mouth is just doesn't build up cavity shit. And yeah. I was just like brushing with candy bars. Brushing them with like Smarts and then I use it as paste.
Smarties. Oh, I was saying like Pixie Sticks and like, put it on your toothbrush.
I fucking loved Pixie Sticks. Those big ass ones.
The big ones. That we get when mom and dad were at softball. Oh, but you couldn't lick them. Like you couldn't put your mouth fully on them. Because otherwise,
it was too wet.
It would get too wet and it would all gum it up. You had to like literally hold it above your mouth and dump it in.
Honestly, thinking about it now is giving me heartburn.
Yeah.
But why is being a kid so different? Like, as a kid, that was like peak. That was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my mouth.
And now they have, and now it's just TikTok. Not to sound like an old fogey, but it's like, it's TikTok now. The children. No, have you seen
this? Children.
It's spooky. Have you seen this? The children are like little adults. Like they look like little adults.
Oh, I hate those videos where they're like, this person, when they're 12 years old now, and then like me as a 12-year-old back in whatever. And I'm like, oh.
Because they're like, it actually makes me sad to be completely honest. It makes me sad. They're not allowed to be kids and it's sad.
You should be a weird kid. You should have a little nice, goblin. Awkward time where you're like too old to be a kid, but too like young to be like a baby.
Well, because here's where I'm coming from. I look back on my goblin phase. I'm like, well, I look pretty good for that. If these children are looking great as children, like when I say that, looking like little adults as children and they get older, that,
there's no chance for me.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know. It's like once they start getting older and things start going south, I don't know. I mean, right now, I'm not
to post that picture of us for
sibling day.
It's 1 year before like the start of school where mom always had us take a picture of our outfits. Do other people do that, by the way?
I don't know. I think they do. Like, well, and you know, the first day of school, that was like a fashion show. Everyone was showing off their outfits that they bought with their outfit. Mom.
Oh, but no, I should post that picture of us back to back looking like total ballers.
Bro and sis forever.
Bro and sis forever.
Which I truly do am very appreciative of. I think we are very good. I do have some friends and people that I know that they do not have a great relationship with their siblings. And it makes me treasure our relationship more, not to get too sappy on the pod, but.
But we're the best, and everyone should aspire to be this great.
Speaking of trying to eat better here, in an effort to do that, I tried to make some quick breakfast things, and I was just like, hard-boiled egg, done. Can't fuck it up. Well, I managed to fuck it up. And
what'd you do?
Well, I know what I did, but I also say I don't know what I did, but I'm pretty sure I have a good idea of what I did.
But I think I know.
I think I know. I put the eggs in when the water was boiling. Then I read on a thing to turn it down a little bit. I think I turned it down too much. And what ended up happening is I managed to basically poach an egg in its shell, which I like a poached egg, but it wasn't what I was expecting this morning when I cracked an egg open and goop came out.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what a poached egg is.
A poached egg, usually with poaching an egg, you like crack it in like a boiling pot. You crack the egg over like a boiling pot of water, and then you kind of swirl it around to keep the egg in like its shape. And it creates like a really nice runny yolk with like the whites being a little more solid, but not fully like hard boiled. It's really nice. It is good. It just is not what I was expecting in a hard boiled, and it's kind of hard to eat out of a hard boiled egg. So I threw them back in the pot again today and said, well, if this works, whatever.
I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could try again.
And if it, doesn't work and there's still goopy or whatever, I'll throw them in a pan and call it twice boiled fried egg. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's just an egg.
I don't like egg. I've realized something about myself, because at first I thought I really liked scrambled eggs. I thought that was the only way that I could make eggs. And then Brendan made me a scrambled egg. And I'm like, this tastes like egg. What the fuck? Mom put so much cheese.
She put so much shit in her eggs.
I just like cheese. I like hot cheese with a little bit of egg in there.
You don't truly like a scrambled egg. My three grade A eggs, can I have those scrambled? I told Charlie that story again this weekend.
I love that story. Did we tell that on the pod yet?
I don't know. It's great though.
I'll tell it again. If you've heard it already,
we're talking about eggs.
We're talking about eggs.
I promise. Well, after this story, we'll get into what we're going to talk about, but
I'll tell it at the end as the sibling story.
Okay, nice. And if it's a repeat sibling story, hey, we're 100 episodes in. We're going to be repeating.
It's happening. So like,
we've had some where we just have to skip. We just have to skip it because we've run out. But all right, I'll get into this. I'm talking about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. What?
Winnie the Pooh.
It's directed by Reese Frank Waterfield. And I just got to say, I don't know what we did to Winnie. I don't know what Winnie the Pooh did to society to deserve the treatment that he's gotten after he's been put on the.
He became free.
He became free.
The public thrashed him to pieces.
They truly did. I don't know what he did to deserve this.
They took his little crop top and they just tattered it.
I thought he was a sweet little boy and. But this movie came out last year. Actually, last year, pretty well. I mean, technically, it came. It was released last year in Mexico first, I think. At least from what I'm seeing here, in January, and then it was released in the UK in March. And I have no idea. I don't think it actually ever came officially to the United States. It just went right to VHS. No, it
straight to video.
It's straight to video. No, it is on Peacock right now for free to watch. You just have to watch some commercials at the beginning. Well, the commercials you watch at the beginning are probably the most entertaining part of the whole thing. It's not even one of those. I'm just going to say this right at the beginning. This movie's bad. And not in the fun way that movies can be bad. Like, it's not Showgirls bad.
Aww.
It's not, and it's not like other movies that I love bad. This movie's just bad. It's just, it's poorly written, poorly contrived, poorly acted. It's overwrought. It's 84 minutes. This movie could easily be 30 to 45 with the amount of content that's actually in here. There's so much.
It could be a short.
It could just be a short. A YouTube short that was 30 minutes. Like, I shit you not. Even with the production quality, it could be just about that. And it had a $100,000 budget.
Wow. That's low, right?
That's really low, especially for a movie nowadays. But but to my chagrin, it grossed 5.2 million worldwide. So box office wise, it was a financial success. So
people were talking about it. Like, yeah, it was a big deal.
It was one of those things where it's, I don't know. I'm just glad that I didn't pay any fucking money for it. But that's kind of where we're. And the origin of country was the, country of origin was the United Kingdom. Stars, nobody. Fucking nobody. These are a bunch of no bodies. I don't know any other names, so we're just going to get right into it. We start off with like a really creepy hand-drawn section. And they like describe, like, so they describe Christopher Robin encountering the animals for the first time, and they describe them as half-human abominations, like half-animal, half-human abominations. And I was like, lol.
Okay.
So it's very clear in this movie that, like, they're not animals. They're not, like, animals that, like, are cute and live in the woods and are fun. They're not his stuffed animals. They are they are literal human hybrids that live in the woods. And
wait, did he didn't make them up, like, his imagination?
No, these are, no, he finds
he just
them,
found
in the,
them
in the woods, and he became friends with them somehow. It follows basically
luckily.
The regular, yeah, luckily they didn't kill him. Well, and then he eventually goes off to college, you know, that old chestnut, and the animals, I guess, fall apart in a matter of days, and they resort to eating Eeyore.
Wait, how are they getting along before him?
That's what Charlie and I were like, how did they, well, clearly they were living in the woods before Christopher Robin, and they were like saying like, oh, he brought them food and stuff. How much food can an 8-year-old bring? Like,
yeah, he's little. Also, okay, when I looked at I just glanced at the first line and saw that, I thought he imagined it and his imaginary world became real. And when he left for college, he doomed them. And that's why they went cannibal. I didn't know that they were just loose.
They were just loose. And apparently they were surviving just fine. But then Christopher Robin comes, gives them a couple foods, and then they go absolutely ape shit. Well, because that's the other thing.
You should not be feeding wild animals, children.
Well,
be a lesson.
Kind of. And then, well, that's the other thing about it, too, is like they very much are like, he visited them for when he was a child all the way to having to go off to college to become a doctor. And I'm like, so feasibly, they got through winter before. Like, they've gotten through winters before. I don't know. So basically, he leaves to go to college. Winter comes and they eat Eeyore.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, that's quite the jump. And then they blame Christopher Robin for that.
Wow. I feel like that's a little too much.
It's a little aggressive. And
do they talk? Are they speaking?
Well, that's another thing. They vowed to return to their feral instincts and never speak again. Like, that's
Before that, did he have the Winnie the Pooh voice?
No, we only hear him speak once in this entire movie.
Damn it.
Which honestly, I think was a detriment. I think actually having them talk like would have been good. Because otherwise,
I need one bother in there. I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, then it cuts to like present day where Christopher Robin's come back and he's brought his fiance. And I'll tell you right now, this individual, Nikolai Leon. Whoa. I know I make fun of people by referring to them as wooden armoires. He's like a Swedish inflatable tube man. No, he's Ukrainian. Where it's like he's overacting so severely, but also overacting so poorly. And also he's I looked at him, he's a Ukrainian British actor. And he must have a lot. And I looked that up and I was like, well, I can definitely hear the Ukrainian. Because there are a couple times where it sounds like he's speaking and he just learned how to do a British accent. But according to this, he's a Ukrainian British accent. So this must just be how he speaks.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of how he speaks then. I didn't know that prior to this, but accent was going in and out, I felt. But at the same time, I guess that's just his accent. But wow, he's bad. That doesn't change anything. And at one point, he has this girlfriend named Mary, and he can't really say his R's 100% right. And at one point he was like, because she's trying to tell him, he's like, your friends were imaginary. And she's, he was like, I was getting Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's like, they're not imaginary, Mally. I will say, though, this Nick Leilion, he is an attractive gentleman. And we get some equal opportunity titties, and I'll get into that in a little bit. In that we see both male and female titties, although one hits harder than the other.
The female ones?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, all right, sweet.
I'll get into it later. Because it was one of those moments where it's like, I rolled my eyes. But at the same time, I was like, hey, good for you, girl. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to
honestly, anything like that. If I'm watching a bad horror movie, that saves it for me. I cheer, loud cheers, like, yeah, take your top off.
She did. Well, she does. And it's, but at the same time, the instance in which she's taking the top off is not like a fun take your top off kind of moment. So.
Oh, see, no, I.
Yeah, and
I
then can't it ruined it.
In the like, murder like, setting, it, I'm like, well.
If it's like a pool scene and she takes her top, it's like, okay, cool. She's doing it because she wants to. This one was not. And no, we'll get into
I don't
that.
Like that then.
I know, I didn't like it.
Feel like an icky voyeur.
Exactly. And that's why I didn't like it. Oh, this movie has so many things I hated. So, but they do manage to find where these animals are located, and they're walking around, and the girlfriend, Maui, she does fully see human skulls and an Eeyore rip, like grave marker, but says nothing. She's like, whatever. He's only talked about owl, rabbit, Eeyore, and piglet, and Winnie the Pooh forever. That couldn't mean anything.
Couldn't be them.
And supposedly, I don't know, I was getting the vibe that she was like a psychologist of some kind at some point. But, anyway, they also like find like this piece of paper that's supposed to be like something. And it says like, she goes, is that supposed to be you, Peter? And he's like, must be, or something like that. They never show us what's on the piece of paper. And I don't know why that little detail pissed me off so bad, but it did. I was like, are you kidding me?
Why would they do that?
Why would you do that? You're supposed to be showing a story. I don't know. And then it naturally, like, it results in them, like, having a little bit of a runaround chase kind of thing. Everything is so drawn out and overwrought in this movie. It takes forever.
It's overdone and dry.
Like, he literally at one point, so basically the only two of the animals, that's the other thing that pissed me off, is there's, in the movie, they mention owl, rabbit, Eeyore, piglet, and Winnie the Pooh. In the movie, we only see piglet and Winnie the Pooh. We know Eeyore died, so where the fuck are owl and rabbit? Like, we never see them.
Are they the other skulls?
I don't know.
They didn't get gravestones, at the same time, I guess.
There's part of me that's like, maybe if they thought if it was big enough success, they'd make a second one. But, it was enough of a success. I hope it wasn't that much of a success. Well, all the reviews are terrible, so I don't think they're going to anyway. But that doesn't stop a lot of people. Anyway, so at one point, Piglet does eventually show themselves, and Piglet's less of a piglet and more of like a wild boar humanoid thing. And Christopher Robin, for all intents and purposes, essentially lets Piglet kill his girlfriend. Like, strangle her to death with a chain. Like, and he's sitting on the sideline being like, please, Piglet, stop it.
And I'm like, get to the Jaffa.
And I'm like, why don't you get in there, Arnold, and stop him?
Put him in a chokehold.
To be fair, our Arnold Schwarzenegger is Austrian, so I
don't. That is fair, but I'm gonna keep making these jokes
because it was he sits there and it's way too long. Like, he could have done so many things, but he just sits there and he's like holding out his hand like, Piglet, please.
He's not like bound stopping. Or trapped.
Nope. He is free will. He has his arms and legs. He's not injured or anything. Piglet pushes him away, and then he lets Piglet kill his girlfriend.
And he's like, how could you push me like that?
And then Pooh comes out at one point, and Winnie the Pooh and Piglet kind of corner Christopher Robin, and I shit you not, in a scene that takes 5 minutes of Christopher Robin like being like, Pooh, no, this isn't like you. Do you remember where we used to play? And I fucking shit you not, he said these exact same lines at multiple times. He said the lines specifically, remember when we used to play, He said that explicit phrase four times, but he said the rest of like, this isn't like you, you're not like this, like that. He said that so many times. I was like, can we get this man a script? Can we hurry this up so he doesn't have to add
already?
So he doesn't have to ad lib. Well, that's the other thing. Then it kind of like they do capture him. And then it's interesting. They go into like another hand drawn section where they like show Eeyore's bones, question mark. And then they have like a scene where it looks like they lit Christopher Robin on fire. So we were like, is he dead? More on that later. And now we hop into like the opening. That's the opening credits. That's the opening, and then it goes into the credits for the opening credits. Sorry. Well, then we have like a group of friends. We have like this girl named Maria, who was stalked and harassed by this one guy, like a guy. And so she's like got trauma. She goes out with her friends Jessica, Alice, Zoe, and Lara. Their names will not mean anything. It is Lara, like Lara Croft.
I feel like she'd be super annoying about that. Like someone would call her Laura and she'd be like, it's Lara.
And she is the kind of girl that would exactly say that.
No!
There was, during the opening sequence, like they were like doing it like newspaper clippings and stuff and like people reading news articles of like another mutilated body found outside the 100-acre wood. And then they keep saying like 100 acres won't save you. And I'm like, that makes no fucking sense. I mean, I get what you're trying to say, but that doesn't make any fucking sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
At least I don't like it. I was like, how about this? It makes sense. I get what you're trying to say, where it's like, it doesn't matter how big the area is. It won't save you. But at the same time, it's shaky. It's shaky.
It's loose. That's not good enough.
It's a Shake Shack hot dog. Like it's shaky. It's a Shakey's pizza. It's rough. But it's shaky. So the friends are all kind of going out to this. They're going out to the 100-acre wood. And they stop at a gas station. The only reason I want to touch on this is because we are supposed to be in England. Everyone is English, ostensibly. And then in this gas station, the proprietor of this gas station is suddenly Southern, like American Southern. I was like, what? And what's more irritating is that his name's Logan. And I'm like, no, keep my name out of this.
Don't associate me with this. Do they explain like why?
Nope.
Like, oh, I moved here recently from the prairie.
Never explained. The prairie.
I lost myself. Yeah.
Nope. Never explained. So frustrating. Amazing. But they basically go to, and then they go to this cabin in the woods. They have another friend, Tina, who gets lost. And she gets got by Winnie the Pooh at one point. And I will say, there is like a spooky kind of little scene that I thought that happened. So first of all, this girl is British Lindsay Lohan, which means she's a really pretty face. And she has red hair that's been dyed red. And she's got a really pronounced hairline that's like really, that's Noah, not Noah. Well, Noah probably sailed on it. Moses parted it. Like there is a really defined chasm of hair that was happening there. But other than that, she looked great. She should just part her hair on a different side.
Or just redo your roots, babe.
Or just touch up the roots, because the black roots are really drawing attention to the white British scalp. I'm sorry. That's the only reason that I'm talking about that. I'm so angry about this movie. Just made me angry that I had to pick at it. And I don't want to. It's like part of me is like, I don't want to go down the hole of mocking people's appearance, but that hairline was unforgivable.
But dye your hair, Tina. Or then stop dying your hair and fix it.
And literally I was writing this down and then all of a sudden I write, oh, tits are out. Because during the fight scene with Pooh, because she does like have like a scene with Pooh, he does like rip her top off. I don't know how purposefully it is. I mean, it's purposeful in the fact that they want to get a pair of tits out, but I don't know like what the purpose of it served in terms of the, besides showing a pair of tits, which she has a very lovely figure is what I will say. And it was a shame that she got shoved into a wood chipper.
Spoken like the gayest man or like a grandmother. You have a darling figure.
She had a darling figure.
So wait, was Pooh like trying to rape her, or
no? He was just trying to kill her, and during the ensuing fight, her top came off. And it was very Scream. It was very no bra. It was very Scream, where he rips off the one girl's outfit and then she's running through the sprinklers. Like, it was that, where all of a sudden her top is gone, no bra, no panties or nothing. Jesus, like,
all right, that's weird. That's a weird move.
And then we do get like some. That's what we do learn. We do learn some like backstory about Marie, kind of jumping back to the friends, about the stalker. And they do like show a scene of how this stalker kind of like whittled his way into her house, made his way into her house. That scene actually was kind of creepy, because that is rooted in something very real, home invasion, which I don't like. That's why I double, triple lock our doors at night. Like, I have so many locks on our little door. So that was kind of spooky. Until we get to the very end of it, where there's it's a canned stock scream. It's the female version of the fucking Wilhelm scream. I was like, are you kidding me? I've heard this scream before. Are you joking me? So we kind of get a little bit of that. At one point, then we hop back and Christopher Robin's alive, being held prisoner by Winnie the Pooh. And he's trying to like get Winnie to pull it together. But he decides to, you know, use Eeyore's tail to flog Christopher Robin. And I'm like,
I'm sorry, what?
It's at this point in the movie I was reminded of the Da Vinci Code, of that guy, the albino monk who flogs himself. And I was like, you know what? To show your penance towards Christ, instead of flogging yourself, you need to watch fucking Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And that will fucking be your penance for the day. 84 minutes out of your day for that.
Ugh.
I feel like I flogged myself watching this fucking movie again.
Did That's the other thing. The tail just for that purpose?
I guess, but they fully kept Eeyore's tail. At least what I assume is Eeyore's tail.
That, did it have the little bow on it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
Well, and the best part about it, not the best part, but like, it whips him. And like, part. Well, and then they have like makeup to make it look like he's been whipped several times on the back. There is no way that tail would have left any kind of mark, no matter how, like, the worst it would have left was maybe like a welt, maybe like a big welt.
That felt tail.
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair, it would have been a human tail with a spine.
Oh shit. I forgot that they're real.
Yeah, they are humans. They're humanoid. They're abominations. Also, during this, repeats the same fucking musical score, which I mentioned in the thing. I said sound clip or sound bite. I meant music. They have one dramatic, like, spooky song, and they play it throughout the movie. And the best part about it is that what it says is, at least what I assume it says, and the reason I assume what it says is saying, I'm assuming it's saying sanguis et mel, which is blood and honey in Latin.
Oh, but that checks out.
The closed captions picks it up, and they say it is saying something. And then it goes like sanguis et mel. And the closed captions are saying, it's saying something that smell. And so, and I was like, okay, I'm sure that they're not saying something that smell. And I was like, the most obvious thing is going Latin. So I was like, well, I know sanguine and sangui, like, that's blood. And I asked Charlie, I was like, what's Latin for honey? And he looked it up. He's like, mel. And I'm like, yep. And Latin for, and Latin for and is et. So here we are.
And all the, like, people who actually need the closed captioning are like, what is the smell, though?
What is the smell?
What are you talking about?
And I'm sitting here just like, you know, it would have been better if it was something that smell. Anyway, so we hop back to the friends and we have like the Instagram slutty girl. Who should have been, I think, the one to like get her top off, because she, like, well, she's that kind of girl. Like, she was like the girl, like, she's taking pictures of herself. And I'm like, she'd fully be the one, like, OnlyFans girl. I was like, she should have been the character to do that. And then it wouldn't have felt so, I mean, it still creepy. Probably wouldn't have felt great, but at least
you can only feel so good during this movie.
Exactly. You can only feel so good during this movie. But anyway, so she's in the hot tub. They keep calling it a pool. I'm like, that is not a fucking pool. No, wait, there is a pool. I remember there is an indoor pool. In this one. Right. Well, because it has to be an indoor pool, because it's fucking Britain land. So, like, it's too,
so it's
fucking
sad
cold.
Outside.
Yeah. But there's a hot tub. She's in the hot tub and she's clicking pictures of herself. like selfies. And in one of the selfies, she fully sees a man, like she sees Piglet behind her in the backyard of the place. She looks behind. And to be fair, she goes to bat and she goes, "You still stalking my friend? Like, fucking come out and face me." Like, she was like, she was doing that. So I was like, okay, good for you for going up to bat. Now go inside and tell your friends. She goes, "No, I'm going to get back in the hot tub."
What?
And she gets back in the hot tub and then she gets caught. Like, she, Pooh and Piglet take her. And I guess Pooh and Piglet also have their fucking driver's licenses and know how to drive a truck because they run over her head with the truck. Can you tell how uninterested I am? and oh my God, they do CGI blood. It's so bad. Like, one of her eyes pops out and I was like, I would have rather you made like a jelly skull and done that instead.
Or
like,
just not have done it at all.
And I'm sure that you would have saved about 50,000 if you didn't do that CGI. Or maybe you wouldn't have. Maybe it would have been more expensive to do a practical effect. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, definitely sometimes they used a cherry pie and just smashed it and made it look like blood. That's what people have done.
That'd be better.
Also, at one point, it's implied that Pooh can control bees somehow, telepathically.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Pooh is a beomancer, a melomancer. we have found out. Yeah, have you seen the Simpsons Halloween one where Bart has The Shining, right?
He's like the shine, yeah.
And when Bart makes the face, that's what I pictured. He's kind of like, just like looking. I know that's great for it. Look it up, people. Look it up.
He makes a face.
Watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's actually good. I think that's probably one of my favorite Treehouses of Horror. Is that the Shining one?
I do love that one a lot.
That's
Have
a good
you
one.
Seen there's, the?
I watched all of them. It's every Halloween. I watch all of them.
It's a bit of a Spider-Man comic where he's like, there's some kind of mugger or whatever, and he's just like touching the sides of his head, and the mugger's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm summoning them, the spiders."
The spiders. That's what's happening here. But so yeah, a bit of lore. Pooh is a melomancer. That's what I'm calling it now. And they basically come into this house.
He's just the candy man.
He's just the candy man. Well, because that movie also came out. Maybe they were trying to capitalize on that. Maybe. They also, so Pooh and Piglet infiltrate and they start killing people, or trying to anyway. Like, at one point, so we do have a lesbian couple. They're lovely. They both die. But so they get into the pool area and Piglet kind of meets them there. And he knocks one out and the other one falls into the pool. Instead of taking care of the one that's right there, easy to kill, he goes for the girl in the pool who, I'm sorry, even my big fat ass could pull myself out of a pool. I can do that. She's like freaking out. She's like a Sim in a pool with no ladder. She can't get out. And Piglet is approaching her. Like, at first, he's like smashing at her with a chain. I don't know why a chain, but I'm sure a metal chain would hurt. But and then he gets in with a sledgehammer and he's like approaching her like fucking like in Super Smash Brothers when you get the hammer. And he's like going like, like, it's fully that he's approaching her.
Just swim to the other side of the pool.
Well, he's approaching her from one side, then she's on the other, like.
Or just like go to the shallow end.
I don't know. Like, I know it's like she should have just gotten out of there. She could have done it, but she dies. She gets hit with a fucking sledgehammer and her lover watches her die.
Oh.
And then they kidnap the other lesbian. They take her instead of killing her like all the others. I don't know why.
That's weird.
And then we get a lot of shots of one of the more disturbing things is when Pooh is like finger banging honey. Cause like the reason it's called blood and honey is because they're mixing the honey from the bees with the blood of their enemies. And he's just like eating it with his little fingies. And it's really, it's actually not very pleasant.
His little fingies.
And then like, so basically we get Maria, Jessica, I believe. And they're going to save their friend. The other lesbian who I don't know.
The other lesbian.
I'm just a. They're going to save Alice, is their friend who has been kidnapped. And Maria and Jessica go to save Alice. While they're looking to save Alice, they find another victim by the name of Charlene. And I'm like, what purpose does she serve? Well, then I realized, because it's my second time watching it, at the beginning when Maria's in that gas station, she runs into this character prior to that. And I'm like, that's not long enough exposure for me to remember or care about her. Well, and then she basically dies. Because Maria remembers, oh, by the way, I have a fucking Desert Eagle. Like, she has a full ass gun it's a nasty looking gun too, like a handgun.
She should have brought that out so much earlier.
Yeah. But so then they bring it to and then Charlene takes it from her. Charlene, this other person, she takes the gun, fires it into the air to try and call Piglet.
If you click that pen one more time, I'm gonna drive to Fargo and snap your neck.
Please do. I miss you. Oh, I'm sorry, Stella. I didn't know you were under my desk.
Stella!
I stretched out my feet because they were getting uncomfy. I didn't realize she was under there. I'm so sorry, baby.
I just heard jingles.
Yep. So Charlene's firing this gun off into the air to try and attract them, and finally gets Piglet because she's angry because Piglet beat her up. And yeah, he beat her up, but she's like, what did he do to me? And I'm like, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll heal. It just looks like you got a swollen eye. Like,
yeah, they didn't take your arm.
It'd be one thing if he cut off your nose. Oh, I'm sorry. She's leaving. She's not under my desk anymore.
No.
Because she's like, Father, you disappointed me for the last time.
It does look pretty shameful when a dog leaves. And you're like, I'll be better.
Well, then she's posturing with Piglet. Then she finally goes to shoot him and the gun clicks. And I'm like, well, yeah, maybe you should have been firing into the air like an idiot. Or I guess I think she was firing into the air. My brain doesn't remember. I know
it
was
Brian.
My Brian. Shut up. So then Charlene dies. She gets attacked by bees. She gets the bees and then Piglet mauls her to death.
The bees!
The bees! Pooh chases Maria and Jessica, but Alice, who they do manage to free, she stays behind and manages to bludgeon Piglet into unconsciousness. And then she like ties him up and like beats him up. And then she eventually kills him. I think she kills him anyway with a sledgehammer. But I looked at Charlie and I said, Charlie, just so you know, if someone killed you in front of me and I got the chance to kill them immediately, I would. I wouldn't waste my time torture them. I would kill you. Or I would kill them, not kill you. I would kill them. But then Pooh impales Alice in the mouth with a knife.
No, with a fucking knife.
With a fucking knife. And then begins the longest scene in this whole fucking movie. And it's the final. It's a finale, thank God. They get in a car and they manage to escape. No, they don't. No, they manage to find a local group of men, the Southern man and his three British friends. They find all of them.
I'm so confused.
They get in their car and the local men decide to try and kill Pooh instead of just running away.
Call the police.
Yeah. Pooh then goes and absolutely kills all of them.
Of course.
Maria and Jessica try to drive away, but they crash the truck. And I'll tell you what, this scene takes forever because Pooh like jumps on the roof of the car. And I think that they're trying to make this like really dramatic. And I was just like, I was watching him like, oh my God, please. And Maria does manage to, I forgot to mention they free Christopher Robin as well. I forgot to mention that. Because it is a little important coming up here. And it is funny because the scene where they free him, it's like weirdly like, oh, we have to save him. And it's like, oh, maybe they're going to fall in love. And I'm like, there's not enough time left in this fucking movie.
You haven't built up that amount of love for this to make sense.
Exactly. And they crash the car. Jessica gets decapitated by Pooh. He like rips her head off, I guess, because we don't actually see it happen. It like all of a sudden he's just lifting up Jessica's head. And Maria's like, no. But then Christopher Robin does ram into Pooh with another car that came from nowhere. I don't know where he got this car. And he crushes Pooh between the vehicles. Somehow, I don't know, they're trying to Jason Voorhees this and make Pooh like this unstoppable force, because that doesn't even kill him. And I'm like, oh my God. And eventually he gets Maria at knife point, and Christopher's like, please, Pooh, remember what we used to play.
Remember.
This is it. This isn't you, Pooh. And he's like trying to get her to release Maria. And he goes, Pooh finally breaks his vow of silence and goes, you left, slashes Maria's throat. She bleeds to death. And then Christopher runs away. And then Pooh proceeds to repeatedly stab Maria's corpse. And that's the end of the fucking movie.
That's the end?
It's a terrible ending, because you give this girl a tragic backstory of being being stalked by some stranger, and then you have her story end with her being killed. Like, if anyone should have been killed, it should have been Christopher, I guess. But at the same time, they should have both gotten out of there. I don't know.
Yeah.
This movie was bad. This movie was bad.
What kind of ending is that? That was a Stephen King ending.
A bad one.
Wow.
It was a bad ending. This movie sucked. I know sometimes I give like stars or something. Like I give negative stars. I will never watch this fucking movie again.
You've already watched it twice.
You know how bad it is? I think The Nun is better. I think I would gladly watch The Nun again than watch this fucking movie again. I think The Nun is at least 2 hours. I for how much flack I give it, we have to watch The Nun too.
We have to watch The Nun too. It's gotta happen now.
For how much shit I give it. I have to.
I have been told it's bad. So can't wait.
I'm sure it is. Oh, for Christmas, Charlie's sister got me a pair of socks that have Valak's face on them. And it has a nun habit that hangs off the back like a superhero cape.
Yay! The nun.
It was pretty damn funny when I opened it. It was pretty damn funny. I thought it was hilarious. But that's Blood and Honey. This is gonna be the first time, I think of the first time that I've said in the pod, don't fucking watch this movie. I do not recommend this movie. It's free to watch on Peacock if you really, really want to. If you really want to experience how bad this fucking movie is, don't. I say no.
Take a sip whenever he says, remember how we used to play.
And to be fair, that specific phrase is only said we counted like 4 times.
That's too many times.
But at the same time, what I will reiterate is that he said the same phrases, like multiple. I realized as we were counting, he said multiple phrases over and over and over again. He was an improv person at their first class of improv. Like,
that's sad.
Ugh. It was bad.
All right.
It made my heart hurt.
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
Because mine is, well, it's also sad. There's murder, obviously. But,
well, yeah.
You know, it's a different kind of sad.
I'm interested to see how you tie this together. If you don't, I wouldn't be surprised, because whatever.
I went with the connector. Involves animals.
Okay, I think that's fair. That's fair.
I think that that's all I could do, really.
That's valid.
So, I got my information from Wikipedia, Dictionary of Sydney article, The American Handgunner article by Will Dabbs, and a Snopes article. So,
Snopes.
Transported to Sydney, Australia, April 25th, 1935. A fisherman is able to hook a small... Okay, first of all, I should preface this. It was a long time ago, and some of the articles say shit that other articles say different stuff. I have concocted my own storyline by weaving all of these articles together into what I think is the most interesting thing.
Okay.
So.
Continue.
This town in, oh gosh, where is it? It's near Kogi Beach in Australia. They're having a bit of a Jaws scenario happening right now where, like, people are getting killed by sharks or a big shark in the area. So they do what they did in the movie, which is
hire a bunch of people.
Yeah. Whoever goes and kills that shark gets the reward. So people are trying to kill these sharks. And there's a fisherman or an angler or whatever they're called. And he's off the coast of Kogi Beach and he reels in. So it sounds like he starts with reeling in a smaller shark. And then in the process of like reeling in that shark, a bigger shark eats the smaller shark. But now the bigger shark is stuck on the line. And then he catches the big, big shark. It is an 11-foot tiger shark.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Which is very large. One article said 14, and I said, that's incorrect. So the other one said 11, and I'm going with 11.
Well, here, fun fact about that. I have very little point of reference for heights. I have a very hard time with that. So when you say 11 feet, I'm like, well, I'm like 6 foot. So that's like 5 more feet than me. Okay, that's pretty big. Well, it's because big. Well, and it came up in our D&D session because I said that the ceiling was 60 feet high and you all like literally looked at me like, what? And I was like, oh, was that too many feet?
That's many feet.
I was like, that might be too, how many feet? I was like, that might have been too many.
If I put my foot on top of my other foot. Exactly. Over again, 60 like, times.
I was like, uh-oh, well, I don't have 12 inch feet.
My problem is the articles all were like, oh, he was 3.5 meters long. And I'm like, that's an amount of foot. Like, I don't know what that is. So when I looked it up, I was like, oh, 11 feet is huge.
Because George Washington himself said that we had to have a different unit of measurement.
We have to be annoying and different.
Yeah.
We're not like the other countries. We're different.
Instead of being literally, not even other countries, the rest of the world.
Just everybody else. That's okay. It doesn't mess me up.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and the shark isn't dead. So he brings it to the Kogi Aquarium baths for the public to view it, because this is public enemy number one, this bitch. He had killed, okay, I don't know how they know that it's the right shark either, other than he's just a really big shark.
Say very Jaws, where it's like, did they actually know? I don't know.
How would you know? You just get a big shark and you're like, I did it. But they think the shark killed 3 people in the area. And so when they catch the shark and bring it in, it brings a big crowd of people because they, I don't know, want to look at it. And the shark is on display for about a week. And he's in front of the glass or whatever. And he starts to act weird. So he gets
the shark or the man?
The shark. The angler's gone. He's gone. The shark's in the tank. He's acting kind of funky. Everybody's watching. He gets, I don't know, I don't know what would be weird behavior for a shark because it's a shark. But
he starts tap dancing.
He's, you know, he's doing a jig. He gets feet. But he starts to exhibit signs of distress. He gets kind of disoriented and then he barfs, which I did not know sharks could barf. So
I didn't either.
That's cool. I know rats can't barf.
Which is why rat poison is successful because rats can't vomit. Which is why I don't think that humans, I mean, I think that it would be toxic, but I don't think that rat poison would kill people? Question mark. You're the murder person. You'd know.
In Dumb and Dumber, that one guy eats rat poison. I don't know.
I don't know.
I unfortunately don't know what amount of rat poison would kill a man.
I think it would have to be a significant amount because the part of rat poison is that it makes them vomit, which they can't.
Yes, I don't.
Which also makes it funny in Ratatouille when he smells Linguini's terrible cooking and goes, bleh! It's like he wouldn't be able to do that.
He can't do that. He also can't puppeteer a man, but you know, we'll let that
slide. I give that a pass. I give that a pass.
But rats can't barf, but sharks can. So this shark blows chunks in his tank and like a bunch of stuff comes out, just like a bunch of weird garbage and an arm.
I would say, just, well, as we know with Jaws, they have very slow stomachs.
And everybody in my head, the crowd goes wild. I can't think of a better thing to see in an aquarium
than
a shark
what kind of wild,
man's arm.
Like, what kind of wild? Like, oh my God, or like, woo!
Both. Half is doing one and the other half is doing the other. I would be the person in the back going, woo!
So, whoever got the left-handed scissors, ha ha.
Ha ha. So, I assume that they shoo everybody away, call the police, do that whole thing. The police start.
What are they gonna do? Arrest the shark?
You are under arrest.
Freeze.
Fins up. So, unfortunately, the shark does die, which I don't think is necessary. He's already caught. What are you gonna do to him? Also,
like, should they put them in the electric chair?
I swear to God,
it's my knuckles. I can't help it.
Stop it. You can't. So, you're cracking them.
Do they put them like in the electric? Do they just put like a toaster in the tank?
I don't know how you go.
You've
about,
been sentenced to death. Here you go. What?
I have
the oster. Mm.
I don't know what they did to the shark. I don't know why they killed him either. But okay, so they start the thing because you have this arm floating in the tank. Some poor employee has to fish it out of the tank, and they bring it up, and it's obviously been cut with a knife. Like, it.
Oh.
This was not like a bitten off arm. This was a cut nicely arm. So the police are like, fuck, everybody tape up the crime scene. In the 30s, I don't know what they did, but.
They drew a chalk circle around the body of the shark.
Of the shark, and they're like, this is where it was.
Yeah.
So they find that, so the shark, the big shark, ate the smaller shark, and that smaller shark was the one that originally ate the arm.
How'd they determine that?
I don't know, but I read it, so it's a fact.
Don't know.
They do end up, unfortunately, killing the shark and cutting it open. I assume to like fish for more body parts to see if they can identify this man. The good news is the arm, it's a left arm. It has like a really crudely done tattoo of like two boxers. And I don't know. They put it in the paper that like, hey, did anyone lose an arm? There's a tattoo.
Anyone missing?
One guy comes forward and he's like, my brother had a tattoo like that and I have not seen him. So Edwin Smith comes forward.
What if you, in the newspaper you saw an arm with my tattoo?
You were that like, would be, oh, oh no.
Oh no, I added a layer of personality and now I've humanized it.
So he comes
forward. You don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it. I'm just going to keep moving. So, okay. They talk about this tattoo and how awesome it is that he had it to, like, identify him. But then the next paragraph in, like, every article I read was, and then they took fingerprints of the hand. And I'm like, fingerprints?
Then what was the porpoise?
What was the porpoise? But they just agreed with Edwin's assumption that it's his brother. Like, yes. This is your brother.
Yeah, because multiple people can't have a boxing tattoo.
It was pretty shitty looking though. Like, it was a bad tattoo.
At least my tattoo is nice.
James,
and it's one of a kind.
James Jim Smith is a boxer and petty criminal. He went missing on April 7th, 1935. His body was identified by Edwin, his brother, and his wife, who didn't get named, so fuck you, lady. The police...
Mrs. Edwin's wife.
Yeah, I hate that. Every time I'm like, oh, Jim's wife, I'm like, can you just not... You're just not going to name her? It's Sarah.
She's not she's not a human with a name.
No.
Or the worst is when they go like, and Mrs. Edwin Fitzgerald or whatever. It's like...
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. So the police... retrace Jim's final steps to see what happened. And then it was found that he was last seen with Patrick Brady at the Cecil Hotel. They went to the hotel to get drinks, I guess. And then they go back to Patrick's that night at like a small cottage that he was renting. And then the landlord from Patrick's cottage comes forward and he's like, Patrick said he didn't want to live here anymore very abruptly after that. And then when I got in there, the whole place was scrubbed down. So suspicious. Mm. The cab driver, a cab driver, comes forward as well, saying Patrick got in a cab the day that Jim went missing. The cabbie said that he took him to North Sydney, which was near the home of Reginald Lloyd Holmes, which is a very funny name.
And a very fancy name.
Very fancy. So I'm thinking, so Patrick and Jim are like these lower class petty criminal types. And then Holmes is like a busy businessman. He's respected in the community. He's got a boat building operation and he does criminal stuff on the side. And so it sounds like, so he's got this boat building company and then people dump drugs. It sounds like mostly cocaine in the ocean. And then
cocaine shark.
He takes his boats, grabs the loot, the booty, if you will, and brings it back to shore. So he's got this whole cocaine thing going on. And it sounds like Jim worked for Holmes from time to time. But then they also did like an insurance scam that failed and then they had a falling out, which I'm like, why is Holmes doing insurance scams when he's got a
petty criminal?
But is he really petty at this? He's got a drug smuggling operation. That's not petty to me. I don't know. Insurance scam sounds weird. But anyway, it sounds like Jim was blackmailing Holmes because he's like, you're a dirty double dealer, and I'm going to tell the high society about your hijinks. And Holmes,
that's how they talk,
like,
in Australia.
Oh, shit. I forgot this is I can't do it. If you thought that voice I just did was bad, I can't wait to show you my Australian. Ooh,
we got shrimp on the barbie. We got ourselves a couple of showgirls.
Is that from Showgirls?
No, that's from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, okay.
We got ourselves a couple of showgirls. It's a good movie, actually. I would recommend watching that one. Don't watch fucking Other Thing.
All right.
Watch Priscilla.
Fucking Other Thing. So, they arrest Patrick because they think Patrick did it. Then they bring in Holmes for questioning. And Holmes is like, I didn't know nothing about nobody.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
No babies. So nothing really happens. The police kind of don't have anything because they can't really do DNA testing or really have any tactics.
It's the oldie times.
It's the old times. So they're like, I guess the shark did it. I don't know. So things stand still till May. Holmes goes out into one of his speedboats, goes out in the water, puts a pistol to his head, and shoots himself. But the bullet, like,
he tries to Kermit suicide.
The bullet.
Now, what are the children saying now? They're saying, unalive themselves.
No, why?
Well, apparently it's because TikTok, like if you're on TikTok and you say suicide, you get banned or something.
Well. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
I like Kermit suicide.
I was about to say the same thing. I like Kermit suicide.
Well, he didn't Kermit it because the bullet flattens on his big fucking head. I don't know how he's like Superman or some shit.
He's like fucking Lord Bottomsley from Family Guy, but it's his forehead instead.
Yeah, I can only see him with just like a fucking huge ass caveman brow. But like, so the bullet
so mine. Him.
It knocks him out. He falls in the water, kind of gets stuck on some rope, and then he like sadly crawls back into the boat.
With a gunshot wound.
And then someone sees this fucking failed attempt and they call the police. And now the police come and they're like, woo, 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 what are you doing? And so he tries to do like a high speed boat chase, but like, you can't do those because it's just a bunch of open water. There's no traffic to escape from. So they just kind of chase him in a boat for 4 hours and then he gives up.
Because eventually he's going to run out of gas.
He's going to run out of gas and like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere, you guys. We're in a big fucking ocean.
And it's not like in high-speed car chases, like in the movies, where it's like maybe they could hide in an alley or something.
It's just open.
This is not open Fast ways. And the Furious.
No, and there's sharks everywhere. So
it's where the sharks live.
He's arrested. He's questioned again. And he's like, okay, I'll flip on Patrick because he totally killed Jim. Now, this is Holmes's side of the story. He says Patrick killed Jim for some reason. He shows up to Holmes's house with an arm, just like a loose arm. And he's like, this is proof that I killed him. And I want $500. Ah. And.
And what? He said, This man's story sounds very plausible. I don't know. Maybe it's the gunshot wound that's inhibiting his thought, but
I don't know. It sounds so stupid. But so he's like, I want five. I picture him pointing at him with the severed arm, like, I want you to give me $500.
Holding it by like the bicep. And it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, he's sending out like one of those pointers that the teachers used in elementary school. Just like,
yes. And so Holmes gives him $500, 500 pounds, sorry. And then Patrick says,
is that what Australia uses?
I don't know. He says, you keep this arm. And then Holmes dumps it in the ocean because he's like, I can't let my wife see that. She's a lady. And the police are like, this sounds great.
Is he Richie Richington?
He's got a boat business and he... Oh, okay, yeah, he's really good. Side. He's got money to spare.
But then why does he care about this man and his spare arm?
I think, it doesn't make any sense. I think Holmes did it. But okay, so
Patrick... Well, which is why I think Holmes does it.
But he's saying that Patrick's saying, like, I'm going to expose you for working with us and I maybe implicate you in the murder? I don't really know. I think it sounds shoddy. But the police were like, I love it. Beautiful. Cut, print. That's all we need.
Classic police detective work right there.
We solved it.
We're done. Aren't we heroes?
So
we bullied you in high school.
That was May. Now we're into June. Holmes is found dead in his car. The police are like, he must have committed suicide. But it said he has 3 gunshot wounds to the chest.
I don't think people commit suicide like that.
I'm like, what are the police doing at this point? They're like, we got
to go get some shrimp on the barbie. We don't have time to investigate.
He must have whatever, I don't know. But
it's kind of like a British accent, but you have to like kind of like make it lazy.
But you gotta like make your mouth go down when you talk.
Yeah. You also have to say the word, you have to say the C word a lot, because apparently, well, that's everywhere now. Like, everyone's saying the C word now.
I don't like it.
I know you don't like
it. I reserve that for some real nasty bitches.
I know, and it's because of your experience with mom.
It sounds like
I know that sounds like, that's, I was like, wait, no, that's not what I meant. I think you talked about it on the podcast before about how like mom told you it was a very nasty word to call a woman. And you should never say that.
Yes. My mom didn't say, hey, you little.
Did I say it?
I said it.
Okay.
So.
I didn't mean that our mother had like did that. Anyway, sorry.
So the police set up like a whole case on Holmes fingering Patrick for the defingering. Now Holmes is dead.
Not a good enough excuse to use the word fingering.
I really wanted to say it.
Yeah.
Holmes is
for the defingering.
The police have nothing. Like literally no case. It's almost like they didn't do anything at all.
No way.
And Patrick goes, he's still like in a court case and he's like, yeah, I didn't do it. And the police are like, yeah, we think you did though. And he's not acquitted. No, he is acquitted. He's not guilty. Whatever.
He's acquitted. He's acquitted.
He is acquitted. So he's good. He doesn't go to jail. He maintains that he didn't murder Jim. He maintained that until he died in 1965 at the age of 76.
I like when people say that, like, he maintained it until the day he died. And then on his deathbed, he said, actually, I totally fucking did.
I totally did it.
Yeah.
It was now, crazy.
Now, Pastor, please bless me and send me to heaven. Because that's how it works.
Because Christianity's awesome.
As long as I get blessed by a priest at the very end, I'm good.
I can do whatever I want. Yeah, so, I mean, there's some other, like, very confusing theories about, like, some other guys in the mix who was also doing cocaine and he killed them and then killed Holmes later. I think Holmes did it. I think he maybe paid Patrick to do it and then, like, shoved him under the bus when things got hairy. And then he maybe couldn't deal with it. And then he tried to commit suicide. And then maybe died because he's a smuggler for a different reason?
The truth is lying there somewhere.
I picked the story because a shark barfed up an arm. I'm gonna be real. I read that part first, fell in love with it, and then I kept going and I was like, oh shit.
And you said, cut, print.
Done. But yeah, that is the shark arm murders.
The shark arm murders.
And now, dear listeners, it's time for a sibling story.
Potentially a repeat, but a funny one regardless.
Probably a repeat. Do you want to tell it?
No, you tell it. It was your story. It happened to you. You were there.
That's fair. I was there. So me and my friends in college were very hungover and we went to Perkins to eat. And you know how, like, when you look at when you're buying an omelet, it says, like, comes with 3 eggs. So we're ordering. And my friend's like, yeah, I'll have the ham and cheese omelet. And can my eggs be scrambled?
To be fair, some background on this friend. This friend is an idiot.
And, like, we all, the waitress, everyone at the table kind of, like, double-taked on him. Like, wait, what? What eggs?
The whole restaurant kind of, like, stopped talking for a moment.
We heard a record.
A cling, 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 cling. And, like, some silverware clattered to the ground. Someone dropped a wine glass.
It's 8 you know what? Someone dropped a wine glass.
At a Perkins.
Oh, that boxed Perkins wine. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Sorry. I just love... know from mom that that's where they get their chocolate milk because it's in one of those big boxes. So I feel like
I like Perkins. I don't mind Perkins.
I don't like Perkins, but that's okay.
I like it sometimes.
I like it when I'm hungover.
Hungover.
That's the best time to eat at Perkins. But yeah, so then, like, an adult woman had to explain to my friend that, like...
Who is also, to be fair, an adult. A young adult, but an adult.
Yeah, a sad little college kid. We had to watch someone explain to him that the 3 eggs are what is made of the omelet. I can't do anything about that. And then we had to watch him kind of, like, shamefully go, like, oh, okay.
I don't know about if I've told you before, but this friend has earned my everlasting ire for other infractions.
There's so many infractions. I mean, the majority of your friends pee on your car. It's because it's
repeatedly.
Funny. Yeah.
Well, they also peed on your car, to be fair.
No, they peed on my car.
Yeah. I thought you were saying if multiple of your friends are peeing on your car, they don't like you.
Oh, oh, oh.
And no, I thought you were saying that about, and I was like,
no. You just named him?
I don't care. Fuck him. Post up. Fully Kill Bill. It's like, if you feel raw about me telling you that I fucking hate your guts, post up. Come talk to me. And if you still feel raw about it, come find me.
Oh, goddamn. I love Kill Bill. I got to watch that again. Oh.
I did get the second one.
Yay. But
it was a movie Christmas for me this year. I was very excited.
It was. I got you all movies.
I'm at the point where I think I have to buy a new kind of box thing that I have gotten.
Because you have a CD case?
Well, it is. It's like a CD case kind of dealy bop where it's a little box and then it has like four divider things. And then I can put like movies in each one. And I got that like right before the quarantine when I was still living in Minneapolis. And I thought I'd never fill that thing. I thought I was like, I'm never going to. I'm almost full. Like, and
you got a lot of movies.
But at the same time, I'm also like very much that person where I'm like, but I need to buy another one of the exact same one because I can't have all my movies in
a different
container. That would make me just short circuit.
That actually is fair. I agree with
that. I do keep certain movies out of it though. Like I kept my Pokemon. I have the first three movies and I have it in like, it's like in a metal box set. It's a collector's thing. So I kept that. I also kept the Criterion Collection version of the Night of the Living Dead that you gave me. I kept that one in the box because that's the Criterion Collection and there's stuff in there and I want to keep it. But yeah, so I need to get another one, I think. And I want to get it. And it's because if they stop selling that one, I got it on Amazon forever ago. And if they stop selling it, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to get a big fat baby.
Get a bigger one. Put them all in that now.
Yeah, put them all in that. Well, because I'm not the person that's like, I am like, I need to have them all in my little portfolios. But I'm also not that girl that's like, I need to alphabetize them. Because, if I buy another movie that starts with an A, that means I have to move every single movie. But I'm also not that person that's like, well, I have to then go in and I'm gonna put like movies behind other movies. Like, have you seen people that do that?
I used to do that.
You crazy person. Like,
I would just like double stack CDs in like my little cozy.
Oh my God. Why?
I didn't take good care of my possessions.
No, I know you didn't. I know you didn't. And it always drove me insane.
Oh my God. Brendan is like, please, they're our things now.
I take very good care of my possessions. And I try very hard to also take care of Charlie's possessions as well. Like when I wash his dishes, I wash them very carefully. And I like put them, I like use both of my hands. With my stuff, I'm a little more like, whatever. Like, but like with his dishes, I'm like, I must be so careful.
And I'm trying to shoot glasses into the washing machine. Like, points.
I broke one of his bowls. I just about had a meltdown. I did. I had a little meltdown. I felt so bad. I was about to start crying. I felt so bad that I fat fingered and I fumbled one of his bowls and I broke it. I felt so bad. I was just trying to do the dishes.
And was he mad or was he like, yeah, it's okay?
He was okay. He was very okay about it. But I was so like, I felt so bad. But yeah.
The 20th time you do it, they get less okay with it.
Yeah, that's why because that was the one that spurred all this where it's like, now I'm like, I wash his like glasses, especially he just got those really nice, like heavy one. Mom got him those really heavy tumblers. And I'm like holding that thing like, I'm like Indiana Jones fucking like, it's weighty. Okay, I have to be careful so I don't.
I have no depth perception. I have missed where I'm going to put something and just had it shatter.
Wait. That's, wait, you think you're like putting it on a table?
Like I'm putting it in the dishwasher and it just like, I just missed it. And it just like, glass everywhere. Oh my
God, McCall.
Brendan's rolling his eyes.
I will say, in my defense, that bowl that I broke of Charlie's was the only thing I've broken in a very long time. The trade-off is because I'm so terrified of breaking things, most of the things I own are plastic. So
that is fair. I should own only plastic, but I don't. We should probably end this thing.
Yeah, we should probably wrap this up. No, I was having a good time.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Let us know I hope what you guys enjoyed it.
Yes, please.
Winnie the Pooh. I was just going to breeze past it. I was hoping you would too, but hey, whatever.
No, because you did it to me earlier, so fuck you.
It's like my form of humor.
All right, I'll take us out here. Oh, wait, no, first. If you want to follow us, we are on all major social medias. We are on Twitter, Tumblr. We are on, I think those are the main ones, really.
Instagram. Like, actually, our Instagrams.
Oh, Instagram. Instagram. Yeah, we are on Instagram. And then all Living Vicariously, or is it the Living Scary Podcast, or is it still Living Vicariously?
Living Scary. It's Living Scary.
I miss Living Vicariously.
I don't think we care anymore.
I honestly, McCall, there's part of me that's like, I'm so sorry. We should just change it back to Living Vicariously.
Don't make it go back. I had to do all that.
I know you did do all of that, but just Living Vicariously is so much better.
And I did it so bad the first time. It's so hard.
It's okay. No, we don't have to.
Tell your friends about us.
And, yes, the Living Scary Podcast is much easier to Google. The problem is that when you Google it, like several other scary podcasts pull up.
You'll find us. I believe
you'll find us eventually. But you can also email us at livingvicariously@gmail.com. We also have the Living Scary Podcast. Wait, is it Living Scary at Gmail?
Living Scary Podcast.
Fuck. Wait, what's our Gmail? I still don't have access to it, McCall.
No one mentions anything in there. It's just spam.
We're having a great time.
I'm going to take us out. Later.
I'll take us out. Something. That smell.
That smell.